You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. We are happy right now to talk Royals baseball with the Royals Hall of Famer. Denny Matthews joins us on the show today. Denny, happy to have you on the show today.
Well, glad to be here, Carrington. Good to talk to you.
Denny, the Royals have really turned things around since the last time that you and I have spoken. They are 64-61. They are 3.5 games back in the wild card. What's different about the Royals than the last time that you and I talked?
Well, some of the elements are coming together for winning baseball, and the pitching has been good. The hitting has been very good, and a little power here and there, and that always helps. In fact, the game last night, the Royals were out hit, but the opponent, in this case Texas, all singles except for one double. And the Royals hit three home runs. And as we both know, home runs normally are going to beat singles, and that's what happened last night. But, yeah, they're beating teams they should beat. And I'll talk about Washington, and the Royals had a great chance to sweep a four-game series with the Nationals. They didn't. They came up one run short in the final game of that series, and then the White Sox come to town, and they're equally bad. And the Royals swept that series, and the White Sox just really didn't put up a lot of good baseball in that series, and so the Royals made the most of it. But they're doing what they should do. They're beating bad teams. Sometimes you'll play a bad team playing bad, and that's what's happened in Washington and Chicago. On the other hand, sometimes a bad team will be playing well, and then you got your hands full. For instance, Chicago, prior to coming into Kansas City, well, they started to sink when they came to KC, but maybe 2 weeks prior to that, the White Sox had won 10 out of 14 games, which that's pretty good pace. So that was a bad team playing well, but when they came to town, it was a bad team playing bad.
Right now, we're talking to Denny Matthews about the Royals, who find themselves three games over 500. I think the way that you put it is the perfect way to describe this team, but that's kind of the pathway for the Royals. The Royals' schedule kind of eased up second half of the season, and if the Royals are going to do this, they're going to have to play exceptional in the games in which they should win. And then when it comes to a weekend series against the Tigers, like, you got to find a way to win that series. Like, you're trying to climb over a couple of teams. You got to play 4.5, 5 games better than the Yankees down the stretch. Your margin for error is nearly zero. You got to be fantastic for the final 6-7 weeks of the season.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And a good test is going to be a little road trip coming up after the series here with Texas. And then, as you mentioned, Detroit is here, and the Royals will be in Detroit. And if the Royals hold serve, so to speak, against those teams and on the road trip and continue to play well, now we're getting serious. But those are going to be so key. I think after you see the series, two series against Detroit on the road trip, of which Detroit is a part, then we can really talk about perhaps playing in October.
Denny, let's talk about Seth Lugo. I also want to get your thoughts on the offense as well. The Royals have actually been very good offensively since the All-Star break. Lugo has put together a couple of rough starts. Is that cause for concern, or is that just a slump that every baseball player is going to go through?
Or a combination thereof. Some people think maybe there's something bothering him physically. Who knows? But no, it wasn't Lugo over the last three outings for sure. And so the next two starts for him are going to be key to how the Royals proceed down the stretch run. But yeah, I think a little concern, but we'll find out. He's going to pitch in this series, so everybody will be keeping a close eye on that.
Denny, let's talk about the offense. I think this has been really the theme for the Royals the entire season and why they got off to such a slow start and why they've turned things around. Their offense is so predicated on Witt, Vinny Pasquantino, Salvador Perez, Mikel Garcia, and Jonathan India. It feels like for the first time all season, they've kind of gotten those guys to kind of line up and start hitting all at the same time, and that's really propelled the Royals for the last month or so.
Yeah, and look at the hitters 6, 7, 8, and 9 over the last 3 weeks. And there have been a lot of contributions from those spots in the batting order. Earlier in the season, it was virtually nothing from 6 on down. And that makes a huge difference because a lot of times the 7th, 8th, and 9th place hitters are going to be setting things up, hopefully getting on base for the 1, 2, 3, and 4 guys. And I think that's been the big difference. And then you have to have the 1, 2, 3, and 4 guys producing, which they have. And that makes for a pretty good, solid, deep offense. And the Royals have really turned the last 3 weeks around because of that. And don't overlook the contributions of the guys down lower in the batting order.
Yeah, I feel like the Royals, now, I mean, it was never going to be perfect, but I do think a lot of the moves that the Royals made at the trade deadline and kind of turning over the bottom half of that lineup, I feel like a lot of those worked. You know, MJ Melendez was kind of uncertain and unable to figure it out. We all were super excited about Jack Caglione, but it's hard to carry somebody who's hitting 170 every day in your lineup. You're right, where I feel like we've kind of raised the ceiling for this team by just simply improving 6 through 9, as you mentioned.
Yeah, and the guys who have contributed that jump to my mind would be Frazier and Rave, Isbell to a degree, and Lofton at times. And those are the guys that are hitting down in the lower part of the batting order. Frazier, don't forget Frazier, he's been a big help, and that's another trade the Royals made. So those guys have really contributed quietly, sort of, because the guys you named earlier, they're the ones that get the headlines. They're the ones that drive in the runs. But it's the guys that have to get on base in front of them. Otherwise, you got solo home runs. But the Royals have been getting a lot of two-run home runs, and some of them very important to tie a game or to put the Royals in front for good. And, yeah, that's all come together.
I feel like what happened with Vinny Pasquantino, and I'm curious if you agree, where I think sometimes we think an injury is going to take, oh, well, that's going to take 4 weeks. Oh, well, that's going to take 6 weeks. And sometimes it's a lot more that goes into it. It feels like it took Vinny a little bit longer to get his timing back when it came from the thumb injury. But I would say over the last 6 weeks to maybe 2 months, this is the Vinny Pasquantino that was playing last summer for the Royals prior to the injury.
Yeah, he's the type of hitter. Well, he's a smart hitter. Let's start there. But he's the type of hitter who figures out a way to drive in a run or two or three. And that's the guy you need right there in the 3 or 4 slot in your batting order. And Vinny is just very good at that. He's smart. He knows the pitcher. He's figuring things out when he's in the on-deck circle. What's the situation? What inning are we in? What's the score? What do I have to do to help us win? And he's processing all that from the on-deck circle, and then he gets into the batter's box. He's got an idea. He's got a plan. And it seems like over the last couple of months, more often than not, he's executing that plan that he was configuring from the on-deck circle.
Last thing here, Denny, kind of going back to present day and talking about the Royals. I don't know if the Royals are going to make the postseason or not. They've been so up and down. They've been so inconsistent. I mean, they don't have a great percentage chance of making it, but weird things happen. The Royals certainly have a chance. Above anything, I'm just happy that the Royals have mattered. Like, so much in my life, I've seen a lot of August, a lot of September, where baseball is so far out of everybody's thinking and everybody fully moves on to football season, that I am happy that the Royals are interesting enough that I just want them to play a series that really matters in September. I want them to play a series against the Guardians or the Tigers where, hey, you need to go out to Kauffman Stadium. The Royals really need this to help their playoff chances. They just haven't had many of those Septembers in my life.
Yeah, and the last 2 years, and here we go again, we're not in September, obviously, but they have played very well at the latter end of the season. And to that end, I think you have to talk about the front office making trades, player moves. You have to talk about the manager and the coaching staff, and then, of course, the players. But all combined, those elements make for a team that, well, doesn't give up. They keep driving, keep grinding. And as you said, who knows what's going to happen at the end? Who knows how the other teams in front of the Royals are going to be playing? Better? Worse? The same? Who knows? That's the great thing about it. Nobody knows, and it's fun to sit back and watch.
That is Denny Matthews joining us on the show. He is the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals. It's always an honor and a privilege to talk to him. As the Royals, they continue to be one of the hottest teams in baseball to try to make a push to grab one of those final playoff spots. Denny, really appreciate your time. Look forward to catching up with you next week.
Sounds good, Carrington.
Absolutely. That is Denny Matthews, the Hall of Fame voice of the Royals, joining us on the show. I gave Rob one homework assignment today. I asked Rob to go through the last 25 drafts for the Chiefs and to make his all-disappointment team. I'm talking 22 starters from quarterback all the way down to the nickel corner. I asked him to do one thing today. He unveils his Chiefs draft disappointment team. Will Felix Onyedike Uzomah, will he be a starter on this team? We'll find out. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
For the first time in a long time, I'm willing to dream that this can be a special season for the Missouri Tigers.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right. We're going to get to our Chiefs. I asked Rob to go through the last 25 drafts for the Chiefs and make his all-disappointment team on both offense and defense, and we'll go through the teams. I do think this is a topic that we haven't talked enough about on this show, and that's on me. We'll have Vern coming up, and we'll talk to him about it. One reason, and I think this is a noticeable reason, why the Royals have turned things around offensively is they are so much better, 6 through 9, than they were a month and 2 months ago. I know that we all love Jack Caglione, and I am still as high on him as you can be. And next season, I am all for bringing Jack Caglione back and giving him opportunities and giving him a chance to win the job. My man was hitting 151 with a 205 on-base percentage and was playing every day for the Royals. Man, it's hard to get something going offensively when you have the bottom half of your lineup be as bad as it was. And it wasn't just him. Like, I don't want to single him out. MJ Melendez was in this offense for some time. Kevon Biggio was in this lineup for some time. Hunter Renfro was in this lineup. Like, they have had a void on the back half of their team, and it puts such a pressure on the top half of the lineup to keep the line moving and to keep the offense going. If you look at the Royals that they are right now, I mean, look at the bottom half of it. Adam Frazier has been good. You now have moved Jonathan India to the bottom half of the lineup, and he's starting to turn things around a little bit. Kyle Isbell has been one of their more consistent outfield bats all season. John Rave is an upgrade over what you've had. Just the fact that they have improved the back half of it, and I don't want to make it seem like it's great, but, I mean, you could argue there was a stretch they had the worst 6 through 9 of any team in Major League Baseball. They're probably a little closer to average now. It's really hard if you're a payroll like the Royals. Like, that's not really where the strength of your team is going to be. And you kind of got to get in where you fit in. But I do think that you have to give Piccolo and his staff a lot of credit, because they made a lot of moves at the deadline that were not big time moves. They weren't warranting of the breaking news sounder. But now as you look at this team, as they've put things together, all right, they kind of got something going here. They kind of got something going here. If you look at the odds and you look at the numbers, it's not crazy to think that the Royals make the postseason. The last time I think you and I looked at the numbers, Rob, they had a 1 in 8 chance of making it. Right now, it's about a 1 in 4, 1 in 5 chance of making the postseason. So you got an outside shot. You got to keep taking care of business. You got to win series like this against the Rangers. You can't split these series. You got to win these series. And for the first time this season, you really got to hold your own against the good teams. You got the Tigers this weekend. You can't afford to lose series like this. You got to continue this momentum, keep the ball rolling, and that's how ultimately you give yourself a chance to win 87 games. The Royals need to go 23-14 down the stretch, in my opinion, for a realistic chance of making the postseason.
I think, and maybe this show's late to the game, but for the first time since that horrendous June, I am legitimately entertaining the idea that the Royals could make the postseason. And Denny said it, and you can catch the interview on the podcast page. It is a testament to the front office. We did not hit the breaking news sounder for Adam Frazier. I remember Cody and Gold told both of us, hey, people are really fired up about Adam Frazier. And we were like, huh? Who cares? It's Adam Frazier. He has been a good addition to this team. He's hitting like 300 since coming over and can play good defense. Like, that is a huge improvement. Mike Yastrzemski has been a really good leadoff hitter and has taken the pressure off Jonathan India later in the lineup. I mean, this lineup is not the 14-15 Royals, but you aren't giving away at bats. There was a time this season where it was Vinny was struggling, Salvi was struggling, their leadoff hitter in India was struggling, Bobby Witt was still Bobby Witt, and everyone else was struggling. There was a point where I went to a game earlier in the year, from 5 to 9 was like, woof, no one can hit. There was a Mark Canna, no disrespect to him, he didn't hit this year. There was a Hunter Renfroe, we all know what happened with that. There was an MJ Melendez. There have been times where Caglione, who I think has a high upside in the lineup, and he couldn't hit. Like, Kevin Biggio, as you mentioned, like Freddie Fermin at one point, I was like, oh, he might be one of the better hitters on this team. And he was hitting the 220s. Like, it was really, really, really desperate time. So now that the lineup looks like a major league lineup again, it gives them a chance to push into a playoff push. And the schedule, they've taken advantage of how advantageous it's been.
I mean, I think the message for next season, if the Royals don't end up making the postseason, I don't want to bury them, but if they end up not making the postseason, I think the message is going to be simple. And a bad 2 weeks of baseball can be the reason why you missed the postseason. I mean, that's really what we're talking about with the Royals. The Royals had a winning month in April. They had a winning month in May. They had a winning month in July. They currently have a winning month in August. They were 8-18 in June. You remember, they had two homestands in which they lost every game during that homestand. That's why they're going to miss the playoffs. If you look back and say, if this team ends up missing the postseason, your answer of why, it's going to be that two-week stretch in June. Remember, they had Jack Caglione Day at the K, and everybody showed up for it. Remember, everybody was there. Reggie Jackson was there. The owner was there. Mahomes was there. Brittany was there. Sterling was there. Everybody was at that game. They got 31,000 people on a Tuesday at Kauffman Stadium. They lost every game that week. Sometimes that's the difference in you making the postseason and missing the postseason. That we always act like, oh man, you got time. Yeah, you got time. But the damage that was done during that stretch, it has now made it really difficult for you to make it up and to overcome it now. They went 8-18 in the month of June. So the damage that was done in June, you got to now play, you got to have a really hot month to balance out how disappointing you are in June. So, I mean, I think the message just next season, if this team ends up winning 84, 85 games and narrowly missing the postseason, the message that has to be communicated is, hey, we can't have those kind of stretches. You know, we love a basketball comparison. Yeah, you can play really good through the first three quarters of the game. If you give up a 17-2 run, you lost the basketball game. There's not enough time to overcome you letting them outscore you by 15 during the stretch. How many times in Allen Fieldhouse do we see this? Man, the game is really close for the most part. Next thing you know, Kansas goes on a 12-0 run. The crowd is now into it, and we all know you're done. You're not winning this game. You have no chance of winning this game. So going back, and now with the ability of hindsight, I mean, those 2 weeks in June where the Royals just couldn't do anything right, those have loomed very, very large over the rest of the season and have undone a lot of the really, really good work that the Royals have put in this season. So I gave you one homework assignment today, Rob. I gave you one homework assignment. I asked you to go through the last 25 drafts that the Chiefs have had, and I want you to create your all-disappointment team. Now, I know on the text line, you guys are going to bring up somebody that played in 1991. These are the last 25 drafts. So why didn't that person make the team? Well, they were drafted in 1992, sir. That's why they're not on the team. I gave Rob complete autonomy here. I haven't seen this, so we're going to hear this in real time. We're going to learn together of Rob's Chiefs draft picks. First team all disappointment. Rob, take it away.
You want me to start on offense or you want to start on defense?
Hit me with a little NFL music first.
We starting on offense, we starting on defense.
No, we got to start on offense. Give me the, who's the quarterback of this team?
I think the quarterback of this team is obvious. And by the way, not a lot of picks here because the Chiefs take a lot.
No, you're
right. The answer is Brody Croyle. Because Brody Croyle at one point started 9 games for the Chiefs. They believed the third-round pick at Alabama was the future. They moved on from Damon Heward, not that Damon Heward is some great quarterback, and they said, Brody, you got the keys to the kingdom, and he went winless. He did not win a single game as the starting quarterback for the Chiefs. So Brody Croyle is the quarterback.
Okay, that's fair. You got 2 running backs for this team?
I have 1 running back, 3 receivers.
Okay.
Now, I might have funny moneyed it up a little bit
That's fair. It's your team.
Because at running back, I'm going to have Dexter McCluster.
Oh, I see what you did here.
Because he was a weapon, but he wasn't like a true receiver.
Okay.
So Dexter McCluster.
That's fair.
Did he bust his shoes in camp? Oh, people are excited. Dexter McCluster is my running back. Now, here are my 3 receivers, and here's how I massaged it. DeAnthony Thomas is one of them.
Oh, my goodness. I was really excited when they got DeAnthony Thomas. I thought DeAnthony Thomas had a chance of being a really good pro.
By the way, he was awesome in college.
No, he was phenomenal. That's what got you so excited about it.
Jonathan Baldwin. No need to say more.
No, that's fair.
And I have Sky Moore ahead of Sylvester Morris. So those are my 3.
Okay, that's interesting.
Now, tight end, I had a real problem.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I would have put Sly Moe on this team over DeAnthony Thomas just because of where the 2 were drafted.
Now, if you wanted, I made a note. If you want to move McCluster to wide receiver, bump Thomas out, and put Niall Davis running back, I'm open to that.
Okay. Niall Davis, great in special teams, though. We can't hate on the special teams contribution for a Niall Davis.
He's not a running back, though. This isn't weapon. This is running back.
Okay, that's fair.
By the way, my tight end was a problem because basically since 2000, they've had 2 elite ones. So you had to find a window where a guy was drafted and didn't really live up to expectations.
This has to be Tony Moyaki.
It's Tony Moyaki.
It has to be Tony Moyaki.
Now, it's because of injury.
Like, he was always hurt.
Always hurt. But Tony Moyaki.
Remember that catch he had?
Against the Niners.
Yeah, great catch. Great. That's one of the best catches in Chiefs history from Tony Moyaki.
Now, we're playing positionless football in the O-line. Just so you know.
Okay, that's fine. However you want to do it, that's fine.
Here are the 5 offensive linemen.
Do you know what college Tony Moyaki went to?
Iowa.
I like keeping you on your feet. I like keeping you on your toes here on the drive.
Tight end, you. Here are the 5 offensive linemen.
Okay, that's fair.
Donald Stevenson, Parker Anger, Lucas Niang, Darian Kennard, Wanye Morris.
Okay, go through it again one more time.
Donald Stevenson.
Okay.
A lot of his is because he's not Russell Wilson. Like, that's just...
I like Donald Stevenson on personal. That's my guy.
Parker Anger. I mean, he was a 3rd-round pick and just nothing.
But you did turn Parker Anger into something.
You did.
You did turn him into Charvarius Ward.
He was the draft. He was the sport.
Okay, that's fair.
Lucas Niang. I don't know if you've ever heard this stat, but he was really good against Chase Young in the one college game they played. I heard that ad nauseum.
Well, you're right.
Darian Kennard. Everyone thought he was going to become
I did think Darian Kennard was next up. I did think that.
And it's a little unfair to get lumped in here, but Wanye Morris.
Yeah.
A 3rd-round pick who might get cut this year.
That's tough on Wanye. That's tough. That's tough for Wanye.
So that's my offense.
Okay. All right. I can live with that. All right. We got to go over to the defense now.
Defense is where there's a lot more possibilities. I'm going to start with defensive end. Breland Speaks, one of the defensive ends.
I mean, he might be the team captain.
Come on now.
He played 1 season.
Defensive tackle, I got Ryan Sims and Tyson Jackson. Tyson Jackson was a top 5 pick. Just let's all remember that moment. A top 5 pick, Tyson Jackson.
Hold on, let me go back and look at Tyson Jackson's career.
It will underwhelm.
I mean, I believe you. Let me go back and look at Tyson Jackson. Tyson Jackson played 8 years in the league. I mean, he wasn't great with the Chiefs. I mean, he wasn't great.
He was a top 5 pick.
He wasn't great.
His is a lot about draft position.
He wasn't great.
And my final defensive lineman, I got FAU.
He's on this team.
I got FAU over Glenn Dorsey.
Yeah, Glenn Dorsey actually was a good player.
Glenn Dorsey's weird because he played tackle. He played a hybrid position. They played him at tackle and at end. So if you want to say he's a tackle, then cool. But I have FAU as my final DN.
Yeah, I mean, Glenn Dorsey was a better football player than Felix Ayan. I don't really think that it's that close between those two. He was a better player. He wasn't worthy of where the Chiefs selected him.
He had the same problem with Tyson Jackson.
I mean, he shouldn't have been the 5th overall pick in the draft. But yeah, no, I'm with you there. Have you ever gone through that draft that he was in?
It's Matt Ryan's draft.
Yeah, it's kind of a void, though, after him. Like, here were the other picks in the draft. So, Glenn Dorsey was the fifth overall pick. Vernon Golston was 6. Cedric Ellis was 7. Derek Harvey, 8. Keith Rivers was 9. Gerard Mayo was 10th that year. I mean, that's just not a great draft class. Now looking back at it, Aqib Talib, who went 20th that year, Aqib Talib should have been picked in the top 10. He ended up being one of the better players in that draft class. He was a very, very good pro.
Now, we're going to play some nickel here because there's not a lot of linebacker options, but there's two that made my team.
Okay.
Ramique Wilson, Nico Johnson.
Ramique Wilson, I forgot completely about that name.
Both of those guys were supposed to be SEC middle linebacker thumper types. They played for Saban and they played at Georgia, and they were going to be next to Derek Johnson. It was going to be go time, and neither one of them were anything.
I will say this, though. A lot of times when a guy's going to end up being a bust, you know, kind of early on.
Oh, when Nico was fast.
Like, Nico's kind of one of those guys. Like, yeah, you knew in the middle of the second year, like, hey, I don't know if this thing's going to work out for you here, my guy. Like, sometimes you just kind of instantly know, and he was one of those individuals.
Here is my secondary, and like I said, I'm playing nickel, so I got 5 here. Let's start with corner. We got 3 corners in the field. We got Philip Gaines, we got William Barty, and we got Kavari Russell.
Wow. It's hard to argue those three. That's a strong 3 of draft disappointments for the Chiefs. That's a strong 3.
Now, safety gets a little tougher because they actually have drafted safety pretty well.
Yeah, that actually might be, outside of running back, that might be the best position they have. I guess tight end would also be pretty high up there too.
But I got 2, and they're high-ish picks, but they had a lot of buzz and did nothing.
One is going to be Sanders Cummings. Has to be Sanders Cummings.
Sanders Cummings is one of them.
Has to be.
Sanders Cummings was everyone's favorite
100%
camp hero.
100%.
And then I also have Armani Watts. He was that first draft class from Veach.
That's a good one.
4th round pick. People thought, oh, A&M, he'll be a guy.
That's a good one. That's a good one. All right, give me the offense one more time, and then we'll go through the defense.
Quarterback was Brody Croyle. Running back, I cheated a little bit and put Dexter McCluster there. Receiver, I have Sky Moore, DeAnthony Thomas, Jonathan Baldwin. Tight end, Tony Moayaki. And O-line, I play positionless football on the O-line. I got Donald Stevenson, Parker Anger, Lucas Niang, Darian Kennard, and Wanye Morris.
Okay. All right. I don't like that you put Donald Stevenson on there. Donald's my guy.
Donald's a great
he's
guy.
He's my guy. I'm a little disappointed you put him on there. I'm a little disappointed.
A lot of him is because, you know what, he's not Russell Wilson.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair. And on the defense, let's go through the defense one more time. For those of you just tuning in, I had Rob make his all disappointment Chiefs draft team. They had to be drafted in the last 25 years. So some of you are asking, why is this guy not on the list? Because he wasn't drafted in the last 25 years. That's why he didn't make this list.
On defense, I got my D-line. I've got FAU and Breland Speaks at the end. Ryan Sims and Tyson Jackson on the inside. Ramique Wilson, Nico Johnson at linebacker. And in the secondary, I got William Barty, Philip Gaines, Kavari Russell, Armani Watts, and Sanders Cummings.
Somebody on the text line said, where's John Asamoah? That is a name that I haven't heard in a decade of John Asamoah. Didn't he go to Illinois?
He did go to Illinois, yeah.
Okay, all right. So that memory, Rob, you're not getting anything past me. You're not getting a single thing past me. Whatever happened to John Asamoah? How long did he play for the Chiefs? Did he have a long career with the Chiefs?
Let's look up old John Asamoah.
Yeah, no, I kind of forgot about John Asamoah. I really did. I kind of forgot about it. You know what? While you're looking that up, I want to play this from Danny Hughes, friend of the show, Danny Hughes. Here he is talking about the wide receiver room now than where we were 12 months ago.
The jury's still out for me, and that's an honest assessment. One, we haven't played multiple games together. Like, we can look at last year and get a snapshot of what could have been, but we didn't have Hollywood Brown early in the season. When we finally got him back, he wasn't necessarily 100%. We didn't have Rashee Rice. I think they are capable, and Andy Reid has said it. This team, this wide receiving group is capable of being the best he's ever coached. That's a tall task and high praise, but I still have to see it. Like, to me, we haven't seen them in the preseason games. We haven't seen them assembled together. We haven't seen them all healthy. It's tough to look at the Legion of Zoom that won that Super Bowl in the 2019 season and say that this group is better, but I'm waiting to see that because they had a different complement. Obviously, with Tyreek Hill, you had Sammy Watkins that was a more bigger physical receiver. Like, I think that dynamic was different, but I'm excited about this wide receiving crew. If they can stay healthy – and Patrick Mahomes has the confidence in him like he did with them, it's going to be something special.
Yeah, I mean, I think every conversation about their wide receiver room has two major asterisks attached to it. If they stay healthy, depending on what happens to Rashee Rice, if they have those three guys healthy, there's no doubt in my mind that they can be a top 10 offense in the league. If you got a healthy Isaiah Pacheco, a quarterback that's in their prime, an improved offensive line, one of the best play callers in the history of the National Football League, and those three guys at wide receiver, and oh yeah, they got a first ballot Hall of Fame tight end too, who is an expert at eating up zone defenses. If you got those things all in the pot, you got something there. But at least just so far, we haven't got a chance to see everybody healthy on their wide receiver room at the exact same time. So that's why when we talk about this, when it comes to Hollywood Brown, he's the only person right now I'm worried about. Now, we'll see what happens with Rashee Rice. Maybe a settlement is reached and he's suspended for the very beginning of the season. I don't know. But the way things currently sit, I expect Rashee Rice to play week one. I expect Xavier Worthy to play week one. I don't know about Hollywood Brown. I don't think you can ever pencil in what you're going to get from Hollywood Brown. So a lot of this just conversation really comes down to him and the ability to get all of those guys healthy all at the same time. And if they can do that, then I think this offense can get back to what we're accustomed to. And it's not been the last couple of years. The last couple of years, the Chiefs' offense has been average. Look at the numbers. They've been average the last couple of years. You shouldn't be average with the quarterback that's in the prime of his career that we believe is the most talented of his generation and one of the five greatest quarterbacks of all time. You shouldn't be ranked 19th in offense if you have that person at the helm. I think a lot of that is weapons, a lot of that is parts, and just getting those guys back healthy and getting those guys back on the field. That was Danny Hughes talking about the wide receiver, and I wanted to play that for you guys. A couple of suggestions that have been thrown out on the text line for our all disappointment team. Someone said, what about Kendrick Lewis? Kendrick Lewis would have been a good pick at safety. Who were the safeties that you put down for them? Because I can't argue Sanders Cummings. I can't argue that.
I had Sanders Cummings and Armani Watts. Kendrick Lewis just missed.
Just missed the team.
Armani Watts, I don't believe, ever started a game for the Chiefs. Kendrick Lewis was bad, but he was starting. I mean, it's hard to really complain too much.
Someone also put on the list Dorian O'Daniel. Dorian O'Daniel was a worthy linebacker pick. There was like a four-year stretch there where Dorian O'Daniel kept making the team, and none of us could figure out why he was making the team. Like, you got to be a special teams wizard, my guy, to continue to be on this team. Did Dorian O'Daniel play in the league after the Chiefs?
That's a great question.
Really? Because you could tell me Dorian O'Daniel played for 9 years in the league, and it wouldn't surprise me.
I think 9 years. By the way, he's only 30 right now.
No, he played 4 years with the Chiefs.
And then he was done.
That was it. Okay, I didn't know. But I'm just saying, you agree, there was a time there where you're like, wait, hold on. Like, why is Dorian O'Daniel still around? But no, he was around. He finished out his rookie year in Kansas City, and then that was out of the league.
By the way, we talked about this yesterday. Like, Brett Veach has gotten really good at drafting. That first draft Brett Veach had, 2018, was really bad. That first Brett Veach draft, because me and you don't give him 2017. His first draft was woof.
Yeah, then he
got Naughty. He got Derek Naughty, no. and then he figured it out.
Yeah, no, then he got really good at it. And then he has those two drafts that they are as strong as you can draft if you don't need a quarterback. Like those two drafts, when they needed to fix their defense and turn things around, and they needed starters. And another reason of how the Chiefs got here is they won the Tyreek Hill trade. Like, that is a trade that a lot of teams mess up. We got a guy that's worth all of this. We can go through examples. Teams mess up the Tyreek Hill trade every other year in the National Football League. They turn that into legitimate, productive starters. Guys that have now signed their second contract. Like, every time things could have went a different direction for the Chiefs, they just knocked it out of the park. You and your star wide receiver are at odds. All right, we need to trade you. All right, we're just going to win the trade. They've done a really good job at that. And you're right. Like, it was obvious the Chiefs kind of needed to replenish things, and they needed a really good draft, and they hit. They hit on what, six? They found six starters, I believe, in that 2019 draft. The one with Pacheco and the Creed Humphrey draft, they found six starters that year. That is a really, really hard thing to do in the National Football League. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to get back to the Royals. Our Royals insider, Josh Verner, is going to join us on the show. The Royals are one of the hottest teams in baseball. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, your home for the best food takes in KC.
Regular old American nachos. You know, I don't need jalapenos with mine, just chips, cheese.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I know that you guys do this from time to time, and it's okay. Sometimes do you ever get on Facebook and maybe you see people you went to high school with or college with that you're still friends, and you think, man, I'm glad that ain't me, man. It's okay if you think that. Like, I think that's kind of a normal thing, honestly. I'm guessing that you guys also do that at quarterback in the National Football League. Like, you remember what it was like to be one of these franchises. So when you hear these news stories and the Browns, they have a quarterback controversy between Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, and Kenny Pickett, you gotta be laughing at these franchises. You have to be looking down on these franchises. It couldn't be me. I don't know what it's like. I've been to three Super Bowl parades. I don't know what any of the, I don't know nothing you're talking about. So let's talk about these poverty franchises. Let's start with the Cleveland Browns. Now, I'm going to tell you guys something that I'm actually been kind of afraid to let you guys know this. but I have the ability to look into the future. It's kind of like That's So Raven. That's why I'm so good at Survivor. Actually, that's why I'm the best at Survivor. It's because I have ability to see into the future when it comes to NFL dealings. Don't we all know how this is going to go? You know what I know Joe Flacco is going to do this season? He's going to be Joe Flacco. He's going to throw a lot of interceptions, and the Browns are not going to win a lot of games. And it's going to be the middle of October. It's going to be spooky season. You're going to be at Spirit Halloween, trying to get your costumes ready, and the Browns are going to be in the middle of a quarterback controversy. The fans are going to want to change. The coach is going to feel like he has to make a change to keep his job, and then they're going to go to one of the young guns. And they're going to say, well, you know, the plan was to, well, the plan changed because you were the Browns and you made the decision to start Joe Flacco. I mean, we all see how this is going to be. I mean, I know I have the gift, but I imagine some of you got this same gift. We all know how this is about to happen with the Browns. Joe Flacco will not be starting November 1st. It will either be Dillon Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders. One of the two young guys. I don't even know. If I'm Kenny Pickett, I'm just simply asking for a trade. You're never going to play there in Cleveland. There's no scenario in which you play. So that's the first quarterback issue of a poverty franchise. The other one is the Cleveland, or is the Indianapolis Colts. Now, I even believe that Daniel Jones is the better of the two quarterbacks. So if you're saying that the argument is that they made the decision to start the better of the two quarterbacks, I mean, I guess. I mean, I would say those are two bad options, but I guess. What I don't understand is Anthony Richardson is 23 years old. He's 23. He has made 15 starts in the National Football League. He has thrown fewer than 400 passes. If there was ever a time to give him one last chance, it's heading into your third year as a starter when I believe, let me knock on wood, I believe that Anthony Richardson right now is healthy. I believe he's healthy. I don't know, but I believe that he's healthy. Why are the Colts not starting Anthony Richardson? What is gained by starting Daniel Jones? Is Daniel Jones going to be the starting quarterback next year for the Colts? I mean, the answer is probably no, right? The Colts lose enough games this year. They fire their head coach. They fire their quarterback. They find a new quarterback. They find a new head coach. Again, I can see into the future. I know how this is going to end. You only start Daniel Jones if you're really worried. So you got to win like 7-8 games. You got to show the owner why he should give you another chance and a reason to start a new quarterback. But come on now. I mean, this is a waste of time for everybody. These two situations are a waste of time. Joe Flacco starting for the Browns is a waste of everybody's time. Starting Daniel Jones over your top five pick who's heading into year three. He hasn't started a full season of games yet. You want to know when things really turn for Anthony Richardson? When he asked out of that game. There's some things you can't do as an NFL player. Maybe he was dead tired and he thought that it was in his best interest to you cannot volunteer to come out of a football game as the quarterback. You can do it as a running back. You can do it as the wide receiver. We see that all the time. A guy taps his head. Hey, I got to, hey, and that's part of the culture. You can't be the quarterback of a team and ask out because you're tired. I don't think he could ever lead that team after that. If you make this decision with Anthony Richardson, then you've told us it's over. It's done. You made a decision after 2 years. Maybe he'll come in the middle of the season because Daniel Jones is Daniel Jones or an injury happens, but you have now signified to everybody that you are prepared to move on from your top five pick and that time is over. I don't know if we ever in league history have seen teams so willing to turn things over at quarterback. Like, I think, you know, there were some things that we have gotten from the rookie cap. Because you remember there was a time the quarterbacks just got paid. Now, I think what you're seeing is, I mean, with this rookie cap, I mean, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, it's not ideal. No one wants to throw away a top five pick. But we're not really paying you that much money. And we'll just simply draft your replacement before your rookie contract is over. Like, we'll just continue to keep firing and keep firing and keep firing until we get this thing right. So I think we now know a couple of teams that are guaranteed to draft a quarterback next season. The Colts are one of those teams. The Browns are one of those teams. I'm not surprised that Cleveland did this. I've thought for a while that Flacco was going to be their starting quarterback. I am a little bit surprised that they made the decision to start Daniel Jones over Anthony Richardson, who they just spent a top five pick on in 2023. They didn't even let him start year three.
I mean, we see it all the time in the NFL. You draft quarterback top five, you still stink. You draft another quarterback in the top five. Like, isn't taking Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson a chance at, you know, Nussmeier? Isn't it a chance at Lenora Sellers? Isn't it a shot at Cade Klubnik? Like, I'm going to pull Arch out of this because I think Arch is going to stay another year in college, and that's a different conversation for a different day. But if Nussmeier is that guy, the best way to save your franchise is to bottom out. Daniel Jones gives you a better chance of bottoming out. Because if Anthony Richardson goes 6-11 but shows some stuff, people are going to want him in year four to develop. How do you guarantee people don't want that? You stink. And you stink with a quarterback who has no future, and then you draft Garrett Nussmeier, or you draft whoever in next year's draft, and you try to outstink the Saints, and you try to outstink those other teams.
Yeah, someone on the text line says you should see the Warren Sharp tweets about how bad Anthony Richardson has been. I mean, I saw the tweet earlier today. I'm not here telling you that I think Anthony Richardson is good. I don't understand the logic in drafting a quarterback with the top five pick, not letting him start into year three and giving it to Daniel Jones. I've seen enough Daniel Jones to also know that he is not a good starting quarterback in the National Football League. Like, unless you're telling me that Jonathan Taylor is going to go back to being a top five back in the league, that is the only chance. The only chance that we have seen a decent version of Daniel Jones was when Saquon Barkley was around him. I mean, I kind of know what Daniel Jones is. I mean, the last five seasons of Daniel Jones, 11 touchdowns, 10 touchdowns, 15 touchdowns. Like, best case scenario for Daniel Jones is he completes like 65% of his passes and throws like 13 touchdowns this year with minimal interception. That is the best possible scenario for Daniel Jones. The kid ain't good. I'm sorry. He is entering year seven of his NFL career. He is 28 years old. He ain't good. I know now maybe this is a Sam Darnold world that we think that everybody can turn things around. I've seen the Colts roster. They ain't got Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison on their team. They don't have that offensive line. They don't have any of the things that would make me think that Daniel Jones is going to have a chance at being decent this season. The Colts look, they look 4-13 ready this season, and they look like, to what you just said, Garrett Nussmeier, you were about to be the starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts next year. Coming up at the top of the hour, Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are opening up a steakhouse in Kansas City. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. So drive.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.